Number 60 from December of 2011, My Version of Normal. Despite all evidence to the contrary, I really do like dogs. I may have had some run-ins with marauding packs of dogs in the past that threatened my calves, but I still like dogs. We always had dogs on the farm when I grew up. Some of them were very smart and helpful, and others just hung around and ate dog food. You never knew what kind of dog you would end up with when you got a puppy from somebody else and didn't know its genetics and background. Having said all that, I must confess that some of the dogs in our neighborhood now have me perplexed and a little disturbed. Almost every day when I turn out of our driveway and go left, there are the neighbor's dogs sitting out in the middle of the road. They really aren't doing anything. They just sit there or sometimes lie there on the road. They wait until you get right up to them and then mosey away. Usually you have to slow down or hit them. At first, I thought maybe they wanted to chase my car, but that didn't seem to be the case. They never chased. They just hung out on the road as if the pavement is much more comfortable than the grass. I have speculated on what the thrill is for them, but it eludes me. For example, I wondered if they thought people would drive by and throw treats to them, sort of like the parades passing out candy to the kids. I thought maybe they were misguided watchdogs protecting their families as the front line of defense, but they didn't bark or look threatening, so I doubt it. Perhaps being a dog in our neighborhood is so boring that their only excitement was to get a close look at the people driving by. Maybe they were trying to slow traffic down by blocking the way like a living speed bump. Possibly they have a death wish, but don't believe in suicide and want somebody else to do the job for them. I don't know what the method to their madness is, but it is weird. However, last week I think I gained some insight into this road-sitting phenomenon. The male, the female, and all four of her puppies were sitting on the road. Wonderful, I thought. Now we'll have dogs in the road, the next generation. But at least I had it figured out. It was far simpler than I thought. These puppies were just learning what passed for normal in their family. Most likely their parents had done the same thing when they were puppies and sat on the road with their parents too. Originally there was probably some ancestor that actually had a reason for sitting on the road, such as the sport of car watching, or watching the cattle crossing, or something useful like that. However, the purpose had long ago ceased to exist, but the practice still continued. It's sort of like the railroads maintaining the position of firemen long after the trains went diesel and didn't need a fire stoker. This started me wondering if the same thing doesn't happen in the Christian church and in our own families. Are there rituals we continue in the church long after anybody except the pastor knows where they come from and what they mean? The liturgy, for example, seems important to me, but is it to anybody else? Having a beautiful church building and nice facilities is impressive, but maybe they have outlived their usefulness. Could church in the homes be the future of worship in the post-Christian age? Does 20 years of training really make a person a better proclaimer of the good news? Am I beating a dead horse having confirmation kids trying to memorize a few things like the Ten Commandments in the books of the Bible? These and other things I wonder about. In our families and in our personal lives, do we also do the same thing? Don't most of us parent our children in the same way that our parents did? Or if we thought they did a bad job, we parent in exactly the opposite way? Don't we continue to celebrate the holidays in the same way as when we grew up? Are not our morals and values in line with what we saw growing up? If we were fortunate enough to grow up in a sane, healthy, and godly family, well, then all this works out fairly well. However, if we are not so fortunate and don't have this good training, it is difficult to overcome. We, too, might end up being puppies on the road who grew up to be big dogs on the road, whether there is a reason for doing it or not.